وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. Previously, we opened a new discussion about curiosity upon the divine signs and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said that one of the great characteristics of Ibadur Rahman is that they are so curious about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not pass by carelessly. They do not ignore the divine signs. And we said that one of the great elements that personal development and emotional maturation of human being relies on that is reflection and the same curiosity upon different events that occur around us. And this is exactly the issue of reason, rational faculty of human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different occasions of His holy book, emphasizes that one of the characteristics of great people, of true believers, of Ibadur Rahman, is that they constantly think upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter the signs that are connected to the world around them or the signs that are connected to their souls. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. The true believers, they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are stood, or they are when they sit, or when they lie on the ground. It's a kind of ironic phrase representing and symbolizing every second of the life. In every occasion, in every case, every time, every second, they think, يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. They always are thinking about the creation of the heavens and the earth. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. After this long, encompassing time of reflection, they address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Lord, you haven't created this whole for nothing. Definitely you had a reason beyond that. You had a goal. And one of the elements that is so primary element of religious nurturing from the very beginning, even from the time that we are a child. If you have a baby, you want to take care of his religious nurturing. This is one of the elements that we have to regard, we have to note, and that is to reinforce his reflection faculty, his rational faculty, to think, to learn to think about different issues. This is a ability, this is a kind of talent a person should learn. How to think, what to think about, to constantly think, deeply thinking. These are very important. And this is very emphasized repeatedly in every occasion of the Holy Book. We talked about that in previous episodes a lot, about its significance and about the subject which we should think about. There were different subjects. We brought different verses of Quran, but I just want to add a very single point to what we said previously after a short break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi Allahumma salli ala
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. The point that I wanted to add to the significance of reflection and significance of thinking is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only inspires, follow me please, it's a very interesting point. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires human beings to think, not only He encourages them to think, it seems that the Holy Book is a kind of workshop for learning how to think and what to think about, for learning to constantly think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Waqi'ah says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Do you ever think about the beginning of your life, the beginning of your creation, the very basic liquid that you have been created out of? Who has created that? أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. You have created or we have created. Again, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. Have you considered what you sow, what you plant under the ground, the farmers? أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Is it you to make it grow, or are we the grower? See, very beautiful and interesting differentiation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you plant something, you put something, you bury something under the ground, but after you buried that, after you planted, you go to your house, you sleep, but this single tiny seed is under the dusty ground. What happens to it? That gradually it grows. Who is the grower? You are the sower, you are the planter, but who is the grower? The time that it's alone, you are not with it, you are not doing anything to it, it's under the ground. أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Again, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. The water that you drink, have you thought about that? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Who have brought this water out of the clouds? Is it you or us? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. The fire that you make, who made it? You say that, okay, I have made the fire, but we will ask that you've made the fire out of wood, and that wood is out of tree. But who has grown the tree? Who has created the tree? You see, it's a workshop of thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires, not only inspires, makes human beings, makes the addresses, the Quran addresses, to think upon that. And this is chapter Waqi'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt encouraged the mu'mineen to recite this chapter every night. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think, to hear every day, every night, to think about that. That is all about the issue of tafakkur. Inshallah, we'll think upon that. And the next episode, we will talk about the following characteristic. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. Shown in front of you, and no one will be beside me. I'll be standing on my own, blessing you.
is all I'm hoping for.